Monday, October 16th, 2023, Board of Equalization meeting at 2:45, Board of Commissioners meeting following.
Hi, Kim, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
We're going to call to order the Dakota County Board of Equalization at this time. It's 2:46, 2:47. Pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Did I read this too? The current copy?
Yeah.
Okay. Current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county board meeting room. Is available for review by all citizens in attendance. The Dakota County Board of Equalization reserves the right to adjust the order of items on the agenda if necessary. First one, consent agenda, approval of previous minutes, September 18th, 2023.
Okay. Roll call.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Brian?
Yeah.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Here.
Bob?
Here.
And excuse Scott Love.
Okay, so Brian, you made the motion?
Yep. I'll second that.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
And I'll move to approve the previous minutes on September 18th on a consent agenda.
I'll second that.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
All right, new business. Approval to levy the necessary taxes for the current year and certify all levies. 77-1601-1.
Yes. And I just passed out. All I changed was we had a 4 under school district, South Sioux City, no bond Jackson affiliation. Jackson school district is 4. However, this is people living in Jackson who their address is Jackson, but they live in the South Sioux City School District. So I changed that back to 1111.
Okay. I'll move to approve that change.
Are you approving the whole, all the levies?
And the levies.
Second.
Roll, Bob?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Christine with the assessor's office requests approval of tax list corrections 77-1613.02.
Okay. I have. Let me do it. The one I do have is for Cherry Ridge. It was a turf case we lost. So yeah, they pretty much told me what I had to do. So that's 1,000 or 10,002 and 10,001 for tax well correction numbers.
And this is one of the ones, Christy, they do, they're a yearly.
They're low income housing.
Right, but they're we do this yearly.
Yeah.
With them.
Yeah.
Do they say when they decide what they base it on? No.
No.
Okay. Just that's the final by the church.
Yep.
So are the only two options go with your number or their number, or can they settle in between?
You can settle. They don't. They won't.
Yeah. All right.
Some of them do. Some of them don't. I shouldn't say they won't. Some of them do. They are ones that won't.
And that's it, Christy, on that one?
Yep, that's it for taxable corrections.
I'll make a motion to approve the assessor's request for the tax list correction.
Mike, second.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
All right. Letter C, homestead rejection hearing appeal from Mary Jo Anderson in South Sioux City, Nebraska. The Board of Equalization issued its decision on the complaint within 30 days of the filing, 77-3519.
I don't think she's here, but when she filed her homestead, we had a couple questions when we started going over the results. Her birth date didn't match, and her name didn't match, so we got to digging. Her birth date was wrong, and she did get married, and he passed away. I think she was married. She wasn't Albright. I don't know if he passed away or what the deal was. She got married again. She never changed the house to her new name. So we got that straightened out. But when she checked her sheet over, she didn't check it over. Her accountant filled it out wrong.
Oh.
So we had to reject it according to the state.
Yeah.
She called the state. It was wrong at the state level when she filed her income tax. So she had to correct that. So it's up to you guys what you want to do with it. I mean, she should have checked it over is all. She just didn't check it. She figured her accountant turned it in right, and they didn't. So she has to file an appeal to be heard to get it corrected. So.
And is that something that wouldn't be done until next year?
It can be done if we do it now. Yeah. We'll send it in the state, send the minutes in, and then she'll get it. So it's not.
And big. She would be a recipient of that,
yeah.
Or she would be.
She would get it.
Yeah.
Free.
I mean, the fact that. I mean, we all should check everything over, but...
Yeah, she just figured they did it right.
Yeah.
We weren't even close on the birth date.
Yeah, so I wouldn't be opposed to letting her...
I don't think it's a big deal.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we just have to turn it into the state of the minutes. So it is a protest, so...
Yeah. Okay. You good with that, Bob?
Yeah, is that a motion, Marty?
Yeah, I would
all right,
make a motion.
To approve that...
The motion to let her reapply.
Okay.
Or to
You just say go ahead.
Yeah.
It's a protest, Cherie. I don't know what she put on her protest. I didn't get a copy of that.
Well, she just put that the application date of birth was wrong by tax preparer. It should have been 12/11/54, and were you legally married as of December 31st?
Yeah, that was the other one. I forgot. She marked she was.
She said she should have been no.
Yeah, she was with
her husband passed away in 2014.
Okay. Yeah, I would make a motion that we go ahead and let her again.
I'll second that.
Okay.
I'll second that to let her then reapply or change or whatever that is she's going to do for that. And that's something the state allows, obviously.
Yeah, she just has to protest. Yep.
Mm, okay.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
I wish I could get a do-over sometimes, don't you?
Yeah. All right, letter D, approval or denial of engagement with Kerbet Appraisal Group of Commercial Appraisal Service of IBP, Inc.
So it was suggested way back when we settled with IBP, we get a reappraisal done. This is just the contract for them to come in and do it. There's only like three companies that can do it in the country.
Mm-hmm. Are they, so they're willing to do it?
Yeah.
Are they able to do it in this?
I do believe so. It's $25,600. Mm-hmm. So we didn't know if it came out of our budget or if it came out of BOE. But Teresa, BOE doesn't have a budget, or if it comes out of the board's budget.
Out of what, Christy? What was the second one?
Or if it comes out of your budget or if it comes out of our budget. Because I do have it in there. Mm-hmm. So.
So is that that's a full-blown appraisal?
Of the entire,
okay.
Yep. Yep, entire Tyson.
And I think we pay Daryl Stannard out of your budget, right?
Okay.
For his stuff that he does.
For the stuff he has done, yeah. So this is separate. This is a separate.
But you had it in your budget.
But I did
yeah,
put $30,000 in
there.
For it, so.
Yeah.
And that'll be in
I do believe
three
so. I don't know if it
slash 24.
Says project completion February of 2024. So
okay.
It'll be for 2024.
So that'll be in time for you to
do it
for next,
next year.
Year's.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yep.
Well, I think it's something we got to do.
Oh, for sure.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully, give us a new starting point with them anyway.
Yeah.
Have we done that? So, do we do that with the other big ones around Imperial, Richardson?
Daryl will do those.
He'll
the Kubert like does ethanol plants in Tyson. He'll do big ones, big ones. Daryl does lots of
these. Okay.
He'll do them, but
this is just too big
this is,
for.
Yeah, this would be. This is more specific.
Okay. Okay.
Do we need to do anything on that?
I think we have to approve. I'll make a motion to approve for Kubert appraisal. For services for of IVP Inc.
Second.
All right, Troy.
Yes.
Bob.
Yes.
Brian.
Yes.
Marty.
Yep.
All right. So E, do we? What do we have to do here? Close in closed session.
Yep.
Do we do F first, or is that out of?
You can.
Can we do F? And then E, Brian, then we're done with...
Okay.
With,
all right, so we're going to skip E for the time being and go to F, board approved or not approved, to have the county attorney prepare...
Oh, no.
No.
I don't have an F, but...
Yeah.
Oh, you don't?
I don't, yeah.
So we... No, that's the same thing, isn't it?
It was updated late Friday.
Okay.
But it's the same...
Oh.
But it's both the same thing, right?
Both
they're connected.
The same
they're connected.
Yeah,
they're connected.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought you had one
idea. Did I email?
We're going to a closed session.
Need a motion to go to closed session?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'll make a motion to go to closed session.
And then you got to read it.
I'll second.
Read what?
Terry, you guys got to leave just for a few minutes.
Okay.
Thank you.
I've never gone to closed session, so I wasn't sure how this all worked.
There you go.
Okay, so let me do roll. Oh, what you got to read into. Yeah.
So what, just read the E? Is that what you...
Yes.
Yeah.
Do we turn off the... Do we keep it recording?
We have to read it twice first.
Oh, okay. Closed session, discuss pending litigation and tax equalization and review commissions and TERC cases 22C0316, 22C0317, 02C0463, 23C0464, Villas at Crystal Court 3, LLC versus Dakota County.
Okay.
Okay, we'll do roll call to go into closed session. Bob?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Okay. All right, when they come back in, we'll motion to come out.
I think you're good. Go for it.
Okay, I'll make a motion. We come out of closed session.
A second.
At 3:09.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes. Okay. Now.
So I'll make a motion to approve the 22s, but not approve the 23s.
Can that be in one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll second that.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes. All right. F, board to approve or not to approve to have county attorneys.
We just did that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I did. Thought we had to read it.
Wow. They kind of did it without you reading it.
Okay.
They jumped ahead of
me. Yeah, that's fine. All right.
So we did F.
You did do it.
Yeah, so we're done.
We did F.
We're done with that.
Approve the county attorney. Yeah.
All right. Mail in or emergency business? Nothing? Public comment. Nothing.
motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion.
Perfect. Second.
All right. Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yes.
Yep. Okay. So I will open a call to order the County Board of Commissioners meeting. We will start with the roll call.
Bob?
Here.
Brian?
Present.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes. I'll make a motion to excuse Chairman, or excuse me, Commissioner Love. Chairman.
Second.
I had to think of the right word, the right name for him.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes. Okay, a current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the County Board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. The Dakota County Board of Commissioners reserves the right to adjust the order of items on this agenda if necessary. The first item on the agenda is public comment. The Board of Commissioners will hear comments about any item not on the agenda. The chair has the discretion to limit the time of comment. Any comment on any item not on the agenda? All right, seeing none, we'll move then on to the consent agenda, which consists of the approval of previous meeting minutes October 2nd, 2023, approval of payroll claims October 1st to October 14th, approval of payroll accounts payable claims, approval of accounts payable claims, approval of officials reports, register of deeds, county clerk and clerk of district court, sheriff jail quarterly reports for July through September 2023. So the accounts payable and payroll are all approved and okay on the consent agenda items. So I would entertain a motion to approve if there are no questions.
I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second.
Okay, motion by Brian, seconded by Troy to approve the consent agenda. Call the roll, please.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Okay, motion carried. Item 3, new business and resolution. Public hearing for the purpose of giving citizens the opportunity to offer support, opposition, or make neutral comment regarding the proposed revisions of the zoning regulations relating to revising zoning regulation section 511 to include farm buildings that are constructed or altered to require a zoning compliance permit and be subjected to building codes adopted by the county commissioners. So at this time I will open the hearing and ask for any proponents of this proposed ordinance.
I'll just say real quick that this is just to clean up some language in here. We've always asked that farm buildings fill out a permit. They've never been charged for them, but we at least need to make sure they meet the setbacks off the road and are not built in floodplains, which is what we've always gone by. Well, this summer we had an individual say, well, I have 20.2 acres. I don't need to fill out any permits. I don't need to fill out any paperwork. I'm like, well, we kind of need to know when stuff is going up. So this is just cleaning that up to make sure we know what's going on up there.
Okay. Clear enough. Any other proponents? Any opponents of the proposed resolution? Any neutral comment? All right, thanks, Jolene. With that, I will close the hearing at 3:15. and move on to item B, which is to approve or not the resolution 23C-035, Planning and Zoning Amendment to Section 511, Application of Zoning Permit.
I make a motion to approve resolution 23C-035, Planning and Zoning Amendment to Section 511, Application of Zoning Permit.
I'd second that.
Okay, motion by Brian, seconded by Marty to approve the change. Call the roll, please.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Okay, item four, Senior Citizens Center requesting board to approve or not approve making a donation to repair concrete before winter arrives. Terry, do you want to address the board on this item with any pertinent information?
Yeah, we got four.
And I think we sent them to you for
yep.
the concrete work.
Uh-huh.
One of them, I believe, one of you sent him, and that was this one. I don't, he said somebody from the board had sent him?
Yeah.
That he was doing work in the count for the county?
Mm-hmm.
He was the one that sent this, and I went through this with him. He's got his business card at the top. I went through that with him and showed him what we had to have, what it needed to be, and what this concrete work is for, is they put in an almost $100,000 grease reclaimer. Well, the grant we got from the city did not cover anything outside the building. It covered the grease reclaimer because we had to have that for the kitchen. But anything outside did not get covered in any way, shape, or form. And so we have that grease reclaimer right out the back door where our delivery people come, and they can run over these, they're this big around, holes that have to have concrete so that in the wintertime, it can be, the snow can be removed without taking the tops off of them. We don't have that kind of money to replace them. And it's very important that we get that one done. Mm-hmm. And then as the sidewalk goes around, they'd put that HVAC machine on the sidewalk. Well, in driving on the sidewalk, they have caved it in. There's a drop in the front of the sidewalk like this. We have people coming in with wheelchairs. We have them coming in with walkers. And we have them coming in not so stable. And if they hit that and don't see it, well, mm-hmm. you're not going to have to worry about a senior center anymore
yeah.
because we're going to get
right.
sued. So that's what that was for. And the other thing I talked to you about, but we didn't have anything from them yet, and I do now, is the electrical lighting underneath that lights up those sidewalks. I have these. And one of them is Donna Foxhoven's son, right across the street from us. He was the first one that came. The city gave me a list of people to contact. And the bids that you've got are the only people that have come through on the list that have approved people that are licensed and bonded and all of that. So
was there just the one on the electrical?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Because I asked Kevin O'Dell to give us one, and he, because he did the initial work on the kitchen, and 3 weeks ago he was supposed to be there and hasn't shown up yet, so,
yeah.
it, you know, and he said that he was going to be busy anyway, he
yeah.
couldn't.
Yeah, and that's the case with so many people right now.
It is, but I did find that it was cheaper going individually than all in one and putting it together and all.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You know.
Yep.
Will, Terry, will that take care of the outside then?
Yes.
These
both those two will take care of the outside of the building. That will take care of the concrete work and the electrical work. And my understanding, when Mr. Foxhoven come and gave me the bid, he looked up there and he said, these are inside lights on the outside. And them going into the building isn't even legal.
Mm.
So that's kind of where that's at.
Well, I'm really glad you went and got the additional concrete bids because
yes.
when I saw that first one, I almost fell out of my chair. So
you should have seen. But you know, I was getting so used to that.
Yeah, I know.
With what we were having
done.
The big
numbers you were doing.
Yeah, it was just terrible. What it was costing to get that kitchen done was just out of sight. And you know, I'm thinking one thing, and it's coming in three times the price. So I kind of looked at that. You get kind of.
I kind of ran it in my head on the concrete part of it, and it looks like you have some real competitive bids there. So
yeah, so that's what I was hoping, and the electrical to me is pretty right in the ballpark with it. Like I said, the other was so far I was just, but I was getting used to that from the kitchen stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, everything in the kitchen was just crazy.
Kind of felt like running a.
Yeah.
Federal government project there
yes.
a little bit.
That's just...
You know, it's not something that we've done a lot of, you know, other than, you know, funding things like this, but I don't know. What is everybody think? My thought is that we've done a couple of things with some of the ARPA money, and we have some of that money left. I personally wouldn't be opposed to using that some of that money to do those two things because it's such a vital part of Dakota County. And people, it's not South Sioux Senior Center. I mean, people from all over the county use it. And
yeah, we have people coming from Wakefield.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, for some of the way, you know, monies have been spent, I think this is an awful worthwhile deal to spend that.
$8,000-$9,000.
Yeah, so I would make a motion that we would take care of the concrete and the lighting on the outside of the senior center, the total of which, whoever has a calculator will total it out.
So it's the concrete, the $49.92, Marty?
Yeah, and the $3,400.
And the $3,400 for the electrical?
Yeah.
Now read the bottom of that concrete. He said cold weather, he's going to add another $1,000 to that.
Okay, so if we tell him yes tomorrow, it's his responsibility to get done before it's cold weather.
Okay. Yep. That's all I...
Yeah.
Because that was the main thing, is trying to get that especially done.
You're going to get a lot better job if he gets it done.
Yeah, and we've gotten...
They can come in and form and pour it the same day. I mean, they'll be in and out.
Yeah, and we've got Steffens are going to finish that thing in the front, get rid of that chain, and they've donated that. So
oh,
we
nice.
Don't have to pay for that. There's things we've had to pay for.
So it was $8,392.
Okay. That was a motion?
Yeah.
Yep.
And Brian seconded that.
Yep.
To approve that for the center out of ARPA funds. Any other discussion?
No.
Okay. Call the roll, please, Sheree.
And you guys will handle that? I don't have to do that then? Or how does that work?
You'll just contact the contractors and tell them to go ahead, and then they will be billed to Dakota County. Is that right, Bob?
Yeah. Yeah. So you'll get them, you'll call them.
Okay, that's what I needed to know.
And tell them that this bid is accepted.
Okay.
And then we'll pay it.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. And then they send the bill to you is what I tell them.
Yep.
Okay, well, thank you guys so much. The people are going to thank you so much.
Well, thank you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you
very much.
Heck of a service you provide.
So we need a roll call on that one.
Okay, Bob?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
All right. Motion carried. Okay, thanks, ladies. Item B, board to review updated proposals to repair the Johnson Bridge and make a decision on how to proceed. Jolene, you're up again with that bridge.
So we have sent Sheree some stuff. Did you get the latest one I sent in this morning on the...
Yeah.
Okay. So Husker Steel has the material for about $24,511, and that is if they do both ends. So the north end, the bent cap is deteriorating and mushrooming, and that is what caused the closure. The south end is also deteriorating, but not to the point of closure. So at the last meeting, I said it'd be $100,000. Give or take 10 or 20%. So we just wanted to make sure you guys were on board to do both ends. If the if we did just the north end, they proposed $60,000. That's just labor.
the engineer thought if we took out a tree and did the plank, replanked it afterwards, we could save about $10,000. That tree is not something we can take down. Brent is meeting with Terry Dom tomorrow to go look at that, to see if that's something he is willing to do. Probably do it for a lesser rate than these guys, I'm assuming. The problem is Terry can't drive his boom truck across that bridge to get to it. So we'll have to see. We still might have to have these guys go with it while they're there with their equipment.
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, then if we did both sides, again, $89,000 plus, have the chance to remove $10,000 off that labor if we can do some of that work ourselves.
And then the addition of the 24/5.
Correct. Yeah. So I just wanted to make sure you guys were on the same page. I think it'd be a very good idea to repair both ends while we are out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're looking at, mm-hmm. could be about $110,000, give or take a little bit, depending if we can, or could be closer to $120,000 if we can't do some of that work, but I think we should be able to. So we're right in there with that estimate that they gave us of the 10-20% plus or minus. So just wanting to make sure I have your permission to tell him to do both ends and they can get moving forward.
And that'll be ASAP?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He's thinking the material said they could get there 3 to 5 days, so I'm going to give the engineer a call after the meeting. These guys kind of get stuff rolling and see if the workers can still be there within a week or two to get going.
Okay. Any other questions for Jolene on that? I think it's pretty.
No, I think that's one that has to be done in a timely manner. So.
Yes.
Just for the record and for our auditors, I think it would be good to have a motion that you're moving forward with both sides of the bridge, and this is coming out of our.
Okay.
And that's what we had determined.
Right.
I'd make a motion.
We did determine it was ARPA.
Did you have it in your, you didn't have it in your budget because it was something that wasn't.
Yeah, so I didn't know if I needed to take it out of the road and bridge fund or not. But, I mean, totally up to you guys where you want the money to come out of.
I don't know. You want to just take it out of the ARPA, and then if another project comes up during this calendar year, they still have that money available. Something will come up.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good.
I would make a motion that we go ahead and approve the repair of the bridge with the Husker Steel quote, and then both ends of that.
Both ends out of ARPA.
Yeah, both ends, and we'll do it out of the ARPA funds.
Second.
Okay. Motion by Marty, seconded by Brian, to approve that. Call the roll, please.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yeah.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes. Okay, Jolene, road report.
Okay, we had 154 hours of grading, 2.75 overtime, 2 hours on tree removal, 16.5 hours on dove trail, 37 hours on 240th Street, 32 hours hauling gravel. We hauled 51.5 ton of clean, three-quarter clean, 30 tons of 1.5-inch crushed concrete, 15 tons of South Dakota road gravel. We also hauled 644.4 ton into the yard. We spent 12.5 hours on signs, and we had grading requests on 197th, 240th, 250th, Oakdale, and Millis Beach. And gravel requests on 265th, 200th, and M Avenue. Go on.
Where are we getting our crushed concrete at this time?
It's still stockpiled from the last time.
And then how about the South Dakota road gravel?
Still in their stockpile.
Okay, cool. I did have a call from a gentleman out by Waterbury talking about 200th, then on T on into Emerson, and I did run out there and look because there's a couple of roads in that area that he had concern about. Part of the concern is just the they brought the road up quite a bit in the middle, and then when they've done that, it kind of cut along the edge of the Brome there,
So now it's holding water there, and it holds that water, and then it starts running down, and it's made some pretty good cuts off the side of the road. And I know there has to be a dome. I know there has to be a dome in that road.
There's quite a bit of crown in that road, and we're working on taking some of that out. We got a different operator out there, but just trying to do some baby steps so we don't completely tear everything up. But it's a work in progress.
If you guys could get out there, you know, this week, just at least show them that you're moving forward on that. That would be greatly appreciated. And I told them that I'd follow up with them next week just to see. You know, it's just, you know, it's like everything else, you don't notice until it rains, but when it rains,
right,
you see we do have an issue. So, it's, that'd be great if you guys would take a look at it.
I did reach out to Gwen with that stabilization product I talked about at the last meeting. She's actually going to be in the area next week. If there's two of you guys who would like to come out to my office and sit down and meet with her and discuss this product Wednesday at 2.
Next week.
I just got off the phone with her before I come here. I'm sure Troy wants to come. Mm-hmm. Is Scott going to be back at that point?
That I don't know. I don't even know. I will go if Scott
if Scott's not back. Yeah. Okay. I'll find out about Scott, and then I'll let you know. And then, because she said she was going to need to bring her counterpart in from Colorado. And I said, well, since you're going to be in the area, let's just talk to, you know, get a couple commissioners, talk about it.
For sure.
And then see if it's really something they want to pursue, then you can bring your gentleman up from Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
I'd hate to see him come all the way up here and you guys sit there and be like, well, probably not. So,
If there's any video of them, actually how they knife that into that, you know, existing road to... that would be really helpful to me to see how it, you know, penetrates, because a lot of that stuff, you know, just is on top, and it does a good job for most of summer, but if we have it incorporated, it sounds like a pretty good deal.
We have talked to a construction company in the area that has a BOMAG machine. They are also very interested in this.
Oh, nice.
I don't know if it's something that they would like to try and be involved in as well.
Mm-hmm.
We could rent their machine from them. They would like to see how it's done, so that because they said they go down 4 inches and then just keep working it in. So, but anyway, I'll find out and I'll let you guys know.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Jolene, I had one. What was the traffic study on Old Highway 20?
That was those speed limit signs. They're at Elgin and Highway 20 because of the accidents. We started this last July.
Mm-hmm.
Finally got it done. I got signs ordered, locates ordered, so we'll be getting them signs up. There was never any signs coming from the west. So as you turned off 20 onto Old 20 coming in, there was never any posted speed
line. What is the speed limit going to be on the first portion of it until it kicks down?
45.
Okay.
And then there'll be a stretch where it's 55. But from just a little before Elgin, well, right off Highway 20, coming into town, will be 45 until you get past Elgin. And then Lake Avenue, I think it drops down to 40 mile an hour.
Okay.
So it'll be the reverse going the other way. So.
All right, thank you. Item D is approved chair to sign the road surplus big iron board report if we have funds.
And Jolene received the funds.
We do have funds. So we do have funds, so we need to approve then the chair to sign.
I'll make the motion to approve the chair to sign.
Okay.
Second.
Motion by Troy, seconded by Brian to approve. Call the roll, please.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Okay, motion carried. E is, for the record, a jail quarterly report for all of you. If you have any questions. Randy, are you reading the jail report, or are you just
going to... I'll give you a summary.
Okay.
Give it to us, Randy.
Come on, Randy. If you
okay,
like.
Okay, and this is for July, August, September. We started out with an average daily inmate population of 95 in July, and we're up to now population 119 at each. Rich has raised up our average cost from $77.77 a day to $85.47 a day. Federal income, we started out with July $50,353.91. We got another $49,578.91 in August, and $33,360 for September. We got a total so far fiscal year, $130,812.83. Commissary and phone, July was $7,047.18. August, $7,019.43. September, $6,261.09. So far this year, $466,211.92 from housing feds. Nice. Like that.
So the commissary, those numbers, Randy, is that total stuff sold or is that the profit on that?
That's the money that the county makes off the township.
Okay. They make it up. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So. That's.
And the bank.
Yeah. You bet.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Item F is board to appoint voting delegate and alternate for election of officers at the NACO annual meeting on December 15th, 2023. Anybody?
Sheree, have you done it in the past? Have you been the voter?
I have not.
Because I guess
I was last year.
Were you?
Okay.
I think I might have been the alternate last year.
Well, that sounds like a pretty good makeup there. Cheryl, you want to be the guy?
I'm going, so.
And then Cheryl will be the alternate. If that works for everybody else.
Make a motion.
Okay.
I'm going to make a motion that Troy is the voting delegate for Dakota County and Cheryl is the alternate.
Okay.
Second.
Motion by Marty, seconded by Brian. Is that an action item, Kim?
Yes.
Okay. Call the roll, please.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Okay. Item G, discuss and approve or deny projects with monies from the American Rescue Plan. The first one is the clarification on Lackawanna Drive project, CEC topographic mapping and survey project approved at the 10-2 meeting. Will this project be paid from ARPA funds or other funds?
I think originally we talked about it being an ARPA project, didn't we, Bob?
We did.
There is. I will say I came by there on the way in, and there's a basement on that road now.
There is.
They've poured a foundation. It's actually poured foundation.
Okay.
They're doing a duplex, and I did run into Jean's daughter last Thursday. And she's going to live in one side of the duplex. So that's a project that is going to be going on yet this fall.
Okay, so the motion then, and I'll second that, is for that to be paid out of ARPA funds.
So Bob?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
All right, motion carried. The next item is the trees at the courthouse, and you should have had on the back of your accounts payable right here things that you have on the back of that is two last two pages are two estimates on those. One is Earl May, and that's only five trees at, I don't know, what was that, Troy? Tell me,
$4,279.99.
40, thanks, Brian. 42, yeah, 42 there, and that's for five trees. So then Troy suggested then that I contact this Nielsen, and that was planted, by the way, contact Nielsen Tree Farm, which is the other one. Which are considerably less, mm-hmm. But that then we have to plant those, which Troy has volunteered to help be part of that beautification committee, and Rodney is aware of it too. So I think at least my recommendation is then to go proceed with Nielsen Tree Farm. They are out of Lyons, and Troy, I don't know, Troy volunteered to potentially pick those up. He's been there before to pick trees up for somebody, so he knows exactly where it's at. However, it's just a couple $100 for him to deliver those trees here.
And that's for a total of 10 trees?
Yes. Yeah. So that is what is before us.
Jolene, do we have a postal digger for the skid loader? If not, can we use the skid loader and go around the post hole diggers with a big bit so we could? Okay.
So that'll work?
Yeah, that'd work great.
So anyway, yeah.
Mini excavator.
Yeah, never thought of that. Better yet.
Mini excavator.
Yeah, that'd be perfect.
So we have the equipment. We just need some strong backs and weak minds to pull this off. So I think we can do it. I'm not afraid of doing it. So there you have it on the trees.
Do you need a motion, Bob?
Yeah.
I'd make a motion for the Nielsen Tree Farm.
Okay. I'll second that. So the way it'll play out is these will come out. We'll get a locate on the utilities out there, get the other ones in, and we're off and running for the next 50 years. So, call the roll, please, Cherie.
All right. Bob?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Okay. Item 5 we will go to is Commissioner Committee Reports. Brian?
I went to the County Government Day last Thursday.
I believe so.
Talked with students from Homer and South Sioux, explained what we did here, and had a nice chat. It was fun.
Good. Anything else? No? All right. Marty?
I did not have any this week, or these, since last meeting.
Okay. Troy?
Nothing. Nothing yet.
I don't have. The only thing I have, I failed to tell you last time. I went to, and I don't have the in front of me, but I went to the Simcoe meeting at the college that they have from time to time. And it was on a small business group. So if you guys get any questions about anybody coming to Dakota, I'll have that information for small business opportunities for that. So, because there's not a lot of things out there right now that we have as a county for those folks. So, anyway, you can send them my way. I'll get you the information later. But that is out there and available.
And the one thing that we had in our packet that we didn't talk about is the pictures on the culverts out on Moody Road. I mean, that project turned out really nice.
Looks nice.
Okay. Cherie, any mail and or emergency business?
And I'm going to the NACO convention to get your registration in.
Can I do that online?
Yes.
Or not to call?
Yeah.
No, you can do it online. The emails have a link. You just click on it and fill in your name.
Okay.
That sends you a confirmation. You just do that for us.
So do they need a card required on that for the registration part of it?
Yeah.
Then do they charge tax on that, or they know not to because
right.
Okay.
Well, I think, Marty, you have an option. So if you go online to do that, you can fill that out and then just click pay later. So you don't need a card.
Yeah.
You can send it.
Okay.
Send it Cherie's way.
Okay.
So with that, we will then move to the for the quarterly jail visit. All ready?
Hi. Are they done with the
I think so. I haven't been by there.